I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
I just want to do a brief mention, if I may, please, because I neglected last week to mention it. We were talking about the crossword puzzle tournament, that I had a chance to go down and visit the folks at WVTF in Roanoke. And, of course, wherever I go, you are loved. So I thought I would pass that along.
Oh, thank you.
My pleasure. Well, I know a lot of them everywhere, public stations around the country, were working on the challenge that you gave us last week. Would you repeat it, please?
Yes, it came from listener Joseph Baker of Princeton, New Jersey. I said, name one of the U.S. states, take its initial letter, and the initials of the names of all the adjoining states, and you can spell the name of a country. What country is it?
What country is it?
Well, the state is Mississippi, and the country is Malta, gotten from Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Arkansas.
Neat puzzle. Very neat puzzle. A lot of people thought so. We received about 700 entries this week, and our winner, chosen at random, as we always do, is Bob Cook, and he joins us from Urbana, Illinois. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Leanne. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too. Tell us what you do there in Urbana.
I'm a school psychologist for the Urbana Public Schools.
Ooh, tough job.
It is a tough job, but I love it.
So puzzles are a way to relax.
Yes, they are.
How did you solve this week's puzzle?
I opened up a map of the United States. I started in the northwest corner and very systematically looked at each state, the adjoining states, tried to spell words and countries till I got down to Louisiana.
Good for you. How long?
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. How long did it take?
Probably took about 30 minutes.
Ooh. Well, you know, we have a little less time today.
Yeah.
But there were two of us, so maybe we, you know, we can help each other out.
Please do. Yes.
All right. You ready to play? I can tell.
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Well, we'll meet Bob, and I think we're ready to play.
All right, Bob. I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence has two blanks. Interchange the first and third letters of the word that goes in either blank to get the other word. For example, if I read the sentence, when her manufacturer's blank didn't arrive fast enough, the customer called to blank the company officials. Well, you would say rebate and berate. When her manufacturer's rebate didn't arrive fast enough, she called to berate company officials. All right? Stunned silence.
Yeah.
Here's number one. My wisecracking grandma, sitting in her blank, told a blank of a joke. And think about where grandmother's...
Is it rocker and corker?
Rocker and corker. Excellent. Number two, hurry up. Don't blank if you want to see the duck blank across the road.
Balk and walk?
No, and I can tell you that every answer is six or more letters. Hurry up.
Dawdle and waddle.
Yes, dawdle and waddle.
Okay.
Here's your next one. After Fort Blank was fired upon at the start of the Civil War, Confederate officials worked to blank support for their cause.
Sumter and muster.
Yes. In India, a can of tomato blank costs just one blank. This is five letters. And think of a five-letter coin in India.
Ruble. Which is ruble.
Close.
Rupee.
Yes.
Puree.
A can of tomato puree is right.
Puree and rupee. Okay.
There's two heads working together nicely.
Yeah.
And your last one. The fruit stand was stocked with both blank and blank.
The fruit stand was stocked with both
blank and blank.
Oy. Fruits and vegetables.
All you need is the name of two fruits. One of them is yellow, one of them is big and green.
Lemons?
Yes.
And melons.
And melons is correct.
Thank you, Leanne.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay. We were a good team.
We are a good team together. These, you know, they sound so simple, and yet they're so hard.
Especially when I'm on the phone with Will.
I know. I feel the same way every week, Bob.
Standing in my kitchen, I get them all. Oh, it was fun, though.
I do, too, driving in the car, you
yes.
know.
Oh,
absolutely. Well, you did really well, Bob. It
Thank
was a
you.
Great game. We're going to send you a few things. We're going to send you a weekend edition lapel pin, a Merriam-Webster dictionary and thesaurus. You have your choice of hardcover, a CD-ROM. The Scrabble 50th Anniversary Edition from Milton Bradley.
Oh, great.
And you'll love this, from Times Books, The Puzzle Master Presents, which is a collection of all the riddles you've been able to get in your kitchen that you've heard here on NPR's Weekend Edition.
Okay,
Sunday.
That'll be great reading for By the Pool this summer.
There you go.
Which is my therapy.
Well, after this puzzle, yeah, I'll join you, okay?
Okay.
Tell us your public radio station.
My public radio station is WILL in Urbana.
All right, Bob Cook in Urbana, Illinois. You were terrific. Thanks a lot for playing with us.
Thank you very much.
All right.
It was great fun.
It was great fun.
Yeah.
All right, Will, a challenge for everyone who wants to have some great fun.
Yes, assign every letter of the alphabet its numerical value. A equals 1, B equals 2, C equals 3, etc., up to Z equals 26. What is the only common word in the English language in which the product of its letter values is exactly 3 million? So again, A equals 1, B equals 2, etc. What is the only common word in the English language in which the product of its letter values is exactly 3 million?
Well, good one. When you know the answer, we sure want to know it. So send it to us on a postcard to Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. The deadline for entries is the close of business Thursday. Please include both your home and work telephone numbers. We want to call you if you're our winner, because you'll play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.